The fine print does not promise comfort. What it offers instead is an invitation to participate in the work of interpretation. This is not passive reading. It requires attention, patience, and a willingness to sit with ideas that may not immediately align with one's instincts or affiliations. We assume readers are capable of holding more than one truth at a time. That a critique of a system is not an attack on every individual within. That asking how power operates is not the same as denying its necessity. And that naming structural patterns does not absolve personal responsibility, nor does it reduce people to symbols. Much of what passes for debate today collapses under the weight of misreading. Pieces are skimmed rather than read. Arguments are inferred rather than examined. Tone is substituted for substance. In that environment, complexity is often mistaken for evasion and care for weakness. This publication resists that logic. Every piece published here is written with the expectation that readers will engage in good faith, even when they disagree. Not because agreement is the goal, but because understanding precedes any meaningful disagreement. We trust readers to interrogate arguments, not caricature them, and to question conclusions without distorting the path that led there. The responsibility of meaning does not rest solely with the writer. It is shared. The fine print is a space for that shared labor, a place where ideas are offered carefully and where readers are treated not as an audience to be managed, but as thinkers to be respected. That expectation will not change.